right now, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline, is Eric Friends, and he writes for the Bleacher Report. He covers the New England Patriots as well as the AFC. AFC East, that is. Eric, how are you? Thanks for joining us here on the Finsiders.
Thanks for having me, guys. How's it going?
It is going well for us. And before we get into New England Patriots talk, we got to talk a little Dolphins here. Miami Dolphins, obvious need, offensive line, no question about it. But do you look at this team and see another area? We already had a little flirtation going on with DeQuell Jackson. Do you look at this team and see other positions where the Miami Dolphins may try to upgrade here in free agency before we enter the draft?
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line is the obvious spot. Just the fact that they might have, you know, four brand new starters there, but you guys have heard enough about that. So I think the linebacker spot was one where, I mean, there were a lot of reports about what they were going to do if they got DeQuell Jackson. So, I mean, I think it's one of those situations where they might be looking to make some changes there and, I mean, kind of overhaul that core that they kind of just built last year. So so look for maybe a depth signing or two there, maybe to compete with one of the guys starting. I'm probably talking about Philip Wheeler when I'm talking about that. But also, I mean, you look at the running back spot. I mean, they didn't really get a lot of production out of that group last year. I know some of that falls on the offensive line, but Lamar Miller going into his third year now, you're expecting a little bit of a jump there. Daniel Thomas, I think it's one of those situations there where, I mean, they're going to have to find somebody to at least, you know, provide some depth. I mean, they just don't have enough bodies back there. So I would say if I had to go with two positions, I would go with linebacker and running back as the two spots outside of the offensive line that I'd be focusing.
And let's talk a little running back here. The New England Patriots, they have a potential free agent up there and LeGarrette Blount, who could possibly fit down here with the Miami Dolphins. We've been around the National Football League long enough to know that players follow personnel guys and coaches in this league, and our new GM is Dennis Hickey. He was responsible for Blount going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, undrafted when he came out of college. Your thoughts on him being a fit with the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, I think Blount is a very interesting back because, you know, up in New England, I mean, they were not too fond of LeGarrette Blount in the first, you know, month of the season or so when, I mean, he had his role, you know, in the third and fourth quarter, but a lot of people felt like he was taking valuable carries away from Stephen Ridley. People felt like he was the more explosive of the two backs between Ridley and Blount. And then as the season wore on and as Ridley continued to fumble the ball, Blount was the dependable guy that they went to. And I mean, he was very dependable for them. I mean, not only just not fumbling the football, he had a couple, but I mean, he was consistently getting positive yards. So he's a very hard runner. Not, like I said, not an explosive guy, you know, to get on the perimeter, and he's really not going to give you much in the passing game. So I think if the Dolphins are looking for a versatile back, they're not looking in the right direction if they're looking at Blount. But if they want somebody that can, you know, at least make a defense or at least soften up a defense a little bit, Blount would be a good guy. But I will say this, I mean, the Broncos did a really good job of game planning against Blount in the AFC Championship game, and the fact that they were able to take him out of the game was a big reason why the Broncos were able to build an early lead and ride it all the way to the Super Bowl. So I wouldn't put Blount in that spot where he's the guy that has to carry the burden for your running game in big situations, but I think he can definitely add a lot of value to your backfield.
Eric, I want to look a little bit around the AFC East and go to one of the teams that the Miami Dolphins obviously rivals the New York Jets, and their quarterback situation with Geno Smith going to be moving into his second year. Sometimes in free agency, a lot of crazy things happen. Do you think there's any fire where we're smelling the smoke with Michael Vick in Philadelphia coming out? Do you think he lands at a team with a young quarterback that he might be able to come in and play if either that quarterback doesn't live up to par or come in an emergency because he did such a good job with Nick Foles in that role last year?
Yeah, he did, and I think you look at the situation in New York, and Rex Ryan touched on it a little bit at the scouting combine at his press conference. He pointed out that, you know, they don't want to put the burden on Geno Smith's shoulders. They don't feel like that's the situation that they're going to thrive in. And as much as he acknowledged the fact that Geno Smith played very well down the stretch for them. I mean, he, as much as he played very poorly in the middle of the season, he had four touchdowns and three interceptions in the last four games and had three rushing touchdowns as well. So did pretty well for the Jets in the latter part of the season, but Rex was really not willing to commit to Geno Smith as the starter for 2014. And, I mean, as much as, you know, he's the best quarterback on the roster now, they could easily make a change here. They have plenty of cap space to do it. So, like you said, crazy things do happen, but I think if they're going to add a quarterback, they're going to do it on a budget level. And I heard one name that they floated earlier before Michael Vick's name came up. They were talking about Josh McCown as somebody that might be coming in as a backup. And I think that would be a very smart move. Get a veteran guy who can come in, maybe win you a couple of games if Geno Smith is underperforming or gets injured. And you have a guy there that can at least, you know, be serviceable for you in that backup role without spending too much money.
Eric, I want to talk about something that is not only affecting the AFC East, but affecting the National Football League. You see a lot of teams not using the franchise tag. And is that a case where the teams just don't feel like they should have to pay that player that kind of money? Or do you think a lot of players are inflating their value and a lot of teams are allowing these guys to walk free agency and allowing them to test the market?
It's a good question, but I think a lot of it at times has to do with just the value not lining up. I mean, you look at a situation like with the Patriots this year, where they have two key free agents in Julian Edelman and Aqib Talib, but they weren't going to pay either of those guys $11 million this year, so it just doesn't make sense for them to use it. And I think that's happening a lot. I mean, there are some candidates that make sense for the franchise tag that aren't getting it, but I do think that if you're talking about that, it might come down to a team wanting to build through the draft or wanting to not overcommit too much to a position player where they might want to commit a little bit more to their quarterback, or any number of situations that could be for any given team. So I look at it and I say, you know, as much as it might seem like an epidemic, I think it's more of a case-by-case situation.
Again, Eric Friend's joining us. He writes for the Bleacher Report. He covers the New England Patriots as well as the AFC East. Here's my question. The Buffalo Bills, I'm not saying that they surprised people early in the week when they signed one of their safeties in Aaron Williams, but, I mean, you're talking about Jarius Byrd out there, probably or arguably the number one free agent talent out there on the market. It doesn't look like he's going to go back to the Buffalo Bills. Who do you see in play for that strong play at that safety position?
For the Bills, I think they feel pretty comfortable with that duo of Aaron Williams back there at the strong safety spot and either Norris Searcy or Duke Williams at the free safety spot. And it's funny because, you know, people talked about the fact that Aaron Williams got that big extension. He wasn't the one replacing Byrd when Byrd was out with that injury. He had more snaps, but that was because they were kind of – it was kind of a flux of guys that had to move up a little bit because Byrd was out. So they had Denoris Searcy, who's been a special teams guy for them for the most part, but a veteran for them no less. They're going to have him give a little bit of a run there. Duke Williams, the guy they drafted, I think, in the fourth round last year. So they have a couple of options, but definitely not guys up to Jarius Byrd's talent level. But I think it was very telling from Doug Whaley earlier this week, a press conference between him and the Bills media staff, and it was interesting. They mentioned that they don't value the safety position quite as much as a cornerback or a defensive end in Buffalo with Jim Schwartz as the defensive coordinator. They would put that somewhere behind the corner and the safety spot and the defensive end spots. So I look at that and say, you know, now that they've committed that money to Aaron Williams, you can pretty much say goodbye to Jarius Byrd in Buffalo.
Eric, we appreciate it. Good stuff as always, and we'll check in with you as we move through the summer here.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Good talking to you as always.
You got it. That is Eric Friends of the Bleacher Report. You right here on the Metro PCS hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric Friends. Simple as that. All right, sounds good?
Sounds
good. Good stuff out of him as we take a look around the AFC East.